Díadich agus fáilteróid ag podcréilu Bite-Size Irish. Hello and welcome to the Bite-Size Irish podcast, especially Neil. On the podcast, we share a bit of what we've been up to lately, and this week it's a member interview with Kevin. As you'll hear, Kevin is an Explore member of Bite-Size Irish, which means he has full access to our self-study courses and online community, as well as access to live sessions. You'll hear a bit more about that in a moment, but if it sounds interesting, you can get a 10% discount on membership yourself by going to bitesize.irish/memberships, choosing the best membership deal for you, and typing podcast into the coupon field. Now, we often hear from our community based in North America, but today's a little different, as Kevin's based in Europe, in Switzerland, no less. And believe it or not, the Irish have a long history connected to that part of the world. In the early Christian period, many Irish monks travelled to Central Europe and founded monasteries there, such as the Abbey of St. Gall in Switzerland. And a lot of these monks left really important manuscripts that enabled scholars, many of them German-speaking, to work out how to read old Irish texts from the first millennium AD. So a long history of connections then between the German and Irish-speaking parts of the world. But now, let's hear from my colleague Emma and our Bite-Size Explore member, Kevin.
Myself, Emma Dupuyr, and today I'll be talking with Explore member Kevin, or Cuivín. Cuivín, cúna sa tátú? Tá
mé go maith, cúna maith, Emma.
Come on. So I'm really happy to have you, Kevin. I was just telling you before we clicked record that you are our first Explore member to be interviewed on this little series that we do here. So I'm really excited to get to know you a little bit more. So just a little bit about this series. So maybe you've watched a video like this before, or maybe you're tuning in for the first time or listening as a podcast, but basically what we do monthly is we try and interview a Grow member, as it was beforehand, but now we're incorporating our Explore members in. And the reason for that is because we've now made our community, our online community, available to not only Grow members, but also Explore members. So this is a private learning community that we have on Bite-Size for many years now. And it was exclusive only to Grow members. But in the last, I suppose, month or so, just over a month, perhaps, we have opened it up to all existing Explore members and new Explore members. And Cuivín here was actually one of our guinea pigs. He was one of our tester Explore members who we brought in even before we launched it to everybody to see how he got on and how the others got on. And well, it went well, and we've now opened it up to everyone. So Cuivín, I'm really excited that you're here and you're our pioneer Explore member, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you a little bit more. So in that said, I would like you to introduce yourself, maybe Oscuelga first, so a little bit in Irish, and then switch to English, and we'll continue from there.
Okay, then Jane Fimbe Ilacht Oscuelga. Is Misha Kevin, Ach Cuivín is Anim Dom Homa, is as Sassaname, Ach. Tommy Anish in Mokoni I San Evish. Tommy Posta is aus an Niaman Mo Van Gela. Ta trio Klinna agrin. Agus Roma ta trio Klan Maklinna agrin. Bas Jorge, Julivon, Bas Jache Jorge in Ern Mohish Mahori, is malion away exul schnaschlifta is malion liawa and star alles rugby go hinra no go hore rugby Chwe me ishtach i bite size mata show this year. Sin e, Emma?
Anavar fad, go mila mahagot. Now, for those who don't understand Gaeilge, you're going to have to say that all over again, but in English.
Okay, a little bit more easier in the English, I have to say. My name's Kevin in English, but there's an Irish version, or the version is Irish and the English version is Kevin. Cruvin in Irish. I don't know if the pronunciation is correct. I'm from England, but my parents were from the Cork City in Ireland, in the south of Ireland. I'm living at the, in Switzerland. I'm married, and my wife is from Germany. We have three children and three grandchildren. I like to go walking in the mountains. And if I'm not walking in the mountains, I love to read. I said in my introduction in Irish, I said books because to read is a little bit more complicated in Irish. I like history very much and I like rugby. I used to play rugby for many years. So that was my sporting experience. And I've been with Bite Size since, I think it's March, certainly the spring this year, maybe a little bit earlier, I'm not sure, because I was watching Bite Size for a long time, but we'll come to that. That's it, that's all I said. Okay.
Lovely, lovely. And I've already picked out some links between mine and your life. So,
Okay.
as some of our members might know, our viewers, I live in Germany, so we're in the same time zone.
Yeah.
Number one, if you're in Switzerland, so you know the sun. Well, there's no sun here today, but you know it's still bright out for the two of us. And as well, the Cork City thing as well. I studied in Cork, and I'm very fond of Cork, Corkig. So, yeah, Gesundheit, Kevin. So I suppose my next question, which I ask everyone, is how did you come to learning Irish then? Where is your, I know you have obviously your link with Cork, but where did Gaeilge come into play then in your life and when?
This is a good question, and there isn't a short answer. I've always been interested in Irish, in the Irish language. Since I was as far back as I can remember, to be honest, but certainly since I was a young teenager. Obviously, with my background, and it was very common for people of my generation, we used to go back to Ireland very regularly. To visit all our family there in Cork. And some of my cousins certainly were learning Irish when I used to go back and visit. And I was always interested. My cousins actually used to send me school books, textbooks, back to England for me to look at. But this was back in the days way before internet. And of course, I used to open the school books and I'm stumped because you look at the language and you just can't read it. And unless you have the key to the pronunciation, you're lost. And but I kept, that obviously stopped me in my tracks, but I kept the interest. And over the years, I was always interested when I heard Irish or if I saw Irish written. Or I heard in passing Irish being spoken. But for one reason or another, certainly after my university days, the interest was taken over. Obviously, I guess it's the same thing that everybody says, work, travel, family, less and less time. Until towards the end of my working career, I started to think to myself, I really have to get back into learning the language? So my answer is, Emma, I was always interested, but for one reason or another, I never was able to sit down and really study it. It sounds a feeble excuse now, but I finally got back to it in the end. So as you,
but well, that's the main thing.
It was always an itch, if you like. It was always in the back of my mind.
Yeah, no, and it's not, well, it's a very common excuse, and I wouldn't even call it an excuse. It's a reality, and it's life in general, and it is difficult. I even find it, I'm trying to dabble myself in other languages, and I find it terribly difficult to really sit down and apply myself, especially when you're starting from scratch. It can be really daunting. You know, I don't mind sitting down and doing a little bit of German here and there because I have a base. But it is difficult to start from scratch. And I love the fact that you got books sent to you. Do you still have any laying around, or the?
I have to look. I'm sure they're in the loft somewhere.
You'll have to pull them out, Kevin. You'll have to pull them out and find them. And if you do, you'll have to tell me. I'm a sucker for an old school book. And even school books now, when I travel home, I'll always try and pick up some sort of school book. I find they're very, I just love them. I don't know why. I find them really useful. And you can apply them all the time. You can use them.
Yeah, I'm sure. Excuse me. Well, I seem to remember that the cover was pink. And they weren't hardback, they were softback books. But I would have been about 13 or 14. So I don't know whether that, if you can put the school syllabus all those years ago. But I think the other thing that I didn't mention was that my father, although he came from Cork City, I'm not sure to what degree, but he certainly had Irish. He could speak Irish. And he did have the foine, but I don't know in those days whether it was a bronze or silver or gold. I don't know whether they differentiated then, but he did have it. And when growing up in England, if I was to ask him words, you know, how do you say this, how do you say that, generally he could always answer. But I don't know. So there was always, as well as my interest, there was always this background ticking of knowledge, but he didn't speak Irish with us.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, if he was, yeah, from Cork City, there's lots of Irish, and there always has been Irish in Cork City, so I'm not surprised that he did. Indeed. And I suppose then maybe it's a follow-on question a little bit here, or it's slight, well, it's linked to this. So what was the kick then that pushed you really towards sitting down and learning? And I know you maybe have more time now, but was there anything, or was it just one day you thought, right, let's just do it?
Again, the kick was, believe it or not, Italian. Because we used to go on holiday to Italy with the children, we used to go every autumn to the seaside with the children. A bit like as we used to do when we went back to Ireland, we always went to the same place in Cork, Crosshaven, to the seaside. And so we used to go to the same place in not quite the same as Crosshaven, but to the seaside in Italy. I said to my wife, you know, after a few visits, you know, look, we can't keep asking people to speak English. We have to learn Italian. And eventually I was mentioning this to a friend at work, and I said, yeah, I need to, I'm trying to learn Italian. And he said, well, there's an app you can look at online. You know what I'm going to say next. But, I said, oh, right. So he said, you know, try out this app. So, of course, it was Duolingo, and I went home, and at one point I tried this app. And while I was trying this app for Italian, I thought to myself, well, does it have an Irish version? And it did. I have to admit, to my great surprise, it had an Irish version. And so for a while, this was the sort of me scratching my itch. And I started with Duolingo to look at the beginner's Irish in Duolingo. But it had a sort of knock-on effect, which was I started again thinking back to my school books that I couldn't read. Well, before I go any further, I have to learn how to read. I have to be able to decipher how this language is pronounced from the written page. And so I went alongside Duolingo, I started to research. That means I started to Google how do you pronounce Irish? Not spoken Irish, but written Irish. So this was the kick that brought me back into it. But if I'm honest, it was Duolingo that started me off with, as an introduction to say, you know, I think it opened my eyes to say, look, there's a whole new world out there. It's not the pink school books anymore. You can go on the internet and you can find a lot of information. So that was the start.
Duolingo really is a gateway drug for languages, isn't it? It really just gives you the push at the start. It's really, really good to get you going, and you know, you get it in little bits, and I'm the same. But again, I suppose Duolingo for me, it doesn't give me enough, and it doesn't give me enough at the same all at one time. I can't handle it having, you know, it kind of drips to me. I want it all, which some people prefer to have, you know, bit by bit. I know we are bite-sized Irish, but you can take it in bite-sized chunks if you want, but all of it is there for you, right in front of you, and you can take as much as you want. Very interesting. I like it. The Italian thing. I'm on an Italian buzz at the moment as well myself, but I'm not getting very far. So I'll probably have to revert to a bit of Duolingo until I can really commit, as they say. So interesting, Kevin. I really I resonate with it. And I think, you know, especially you've been interested in the language for so long. I'm glad that you've actually done it. You know, you'd regret not doing it. And, you know, you, especially from such a young age, you had that interest, but you never had the chance. If you were living in England, you couldn't have possibly learned Irish there. So your younger self is definitely giving you a pat on the back. Saying thank you. So I suppose the next question then is to do with us here at Bite Size. Okay. And perhaps maybe we can link two questions. I'll start off actually with a different one. What have you most enjoyed about learning Irish in general, regardless of bite size, I suppose? Because maybe you don't like learning with, well, I'm joking, but you know, what has been your highlight?
The highlight, well, firstly, scratching the itch. Definitely, this feeling that, you know, well, finally, you know, after all these years, I've put away all the excuses, and I'm now doing something to recover the situation, if you like. So scratching the itch, and then there's always the satisfaction. I guess you get this with any language. Where you suddenly realize, oh, actually, I understand that. I think I wrote recently that we were on holiday in Ireland this summer, and just little things where you see signs and you say, well, I know what that means. As I also wrote, we were in the Gaeltacht, well, in Connemara, and in your part of the world, in Dungarvan. I've forgotten the name of the Gaeltacht. I know it's Anruna, but it's forgotten. Sorry. But even then, when you see the signs in that particular Gaeltacht, the signs are all in Irish. They're not in English and Irish. They're in Irish only. And it's just nice to see. It sounds a very trivial example, but it gives you a little tiny, as you say, pat on the back to say, well, I understand that now. Maybe 2 years ago, I wouldn't have understood it. And a little bit as well, at Christmas, I was given a small book of short stories in Irish. And it's nice every now and then to pick it up and you think, well, 3 weeks ago, I couldn't understand this. And I still can't understand it, but I can understand two or three sentences or maybe a few paragraphs, or at least I can get the gist even. So that's always a nice, I mean, and that's true for any language. I remember when I was learning German, you would be ecstatic, you know, if you walked away and said, I actually understood. what these people were saying. So it's the same. It does. It's a double-edged sword because it also brings frustration when you don't understand and you get surprised and somebody says something to you and you can't react. The language isn't active. It's passive knowledge. As you walk away, you're angry with yourself because you think to yourself, I knew the words, but it's just blocked. It actually happened to me on our last BO session with Ben. And I was really angry because I thought I couldn't answer a simple question. But so there are highlights, but it's a double-edged sword. There's an irritation as well. I think the primary satisfaction or the primary highlight is scratching this itch and finally getting into the language.
Good. And I agree with the anger. And, you know, often it happens to you that if you'd read the sentence that someone has said to you, you would have understood it if you'd read the words or seen the words. But when someone says something out loud to you and you're again caught off guard, you definitely don't, you know, and you're not ready for it, you wouldn't be able to answer. So I agree with that. And it still happens to me with German also.
Yeah.
So I suppose then linking, you mentioned BO, and that's what I wanted to ask you about. So because you've been attending Bite Size BO Starter, which is our monthly scripted call for Explore members. Now, we have a weekly scripted call for Grow members. And in the recent months, we've introduced this as a monthly option for Explorers. So I'd like to know a little bit about that. How have you been finding it? I saw that you commented recently on a post saying that you were there and you enjoyed it, but I'd like to hear it from in person maybe.
Yeah, sure. I mean, my reaction to the script is or to the BO sessions are, when you read the script the first time for each conversation, the initial reaction is, okay, you read through it, maybe you practice it out loud and you think, okay, this is okay, I've got this under control, it's no big deal. But I find that each session has so much more information in it than you initially realize. And especially when Ben starts to, so far I've had it with Ben, but when he starts to explain some of the nuances or some of the tips or explains that sometimes this would be pronounced in Ulster this way or in Connacht a different way or in Munster where my ears always prick up. There's so much more information to them than you've at first realized. The other thing, of course, is it's really nice to be able to actually speak the language, even if it's for 20 minutes or half an hour, with other people as well. That is really important, that you're not alone. You're not sitting at a desk that's studying each evening, working your way through Collins. You're actually speaking with other people and communicating, which, of course, is the whole point. So I always walk away from the sessions feeling really enthused as well as slightly irritated with myself, but I feel that, you know, really, you know, it's another little itch scratched, if you like, you know, keep going, you know, that there is some light at the end of the tunnel. So in a nutshell, I really, really enjoy them.
Good, and I'm glad because I do. We for anyone that doesn't understand, there are a certain list of scripts that we have, and one is picked each month. In this case, our weekly one is picked, and you might think, you know, oh, I've done that script before, I don't need to do it again. But you can definitely benefit from repetition over a certain period of time, because of course Ben will pick up on different things and mention. He won't mention the same grammar rules every single time, or he might add something in one time and then something different another time. So there's definitely, in my opinion, it really helps to repeat something as well. It really drills that into your head. So you've been really good to get involved, Kevin, and I suppose that's why I chose you as my interviewee, because you really got involved in Pubble as well, which is the community that's now available to you. And I suppose just a couple of words on that. How have you been finding it? I find that you're very active there, replying to what I post, but also to other members.
I'm very enthusiastic. I was told by my mother, when you write a letter, you should write it as if you're speaking to the person. So on one of my walks, I was thinking to myself, when I was invited to join Pobl, I thought, well, this is how I should write it. I should write my answers, not just a strict, I think the last one was, who was your best friend? And it's simple to write, my best friend is. But I always tried to think to answer your question, it's really, really good. It's the best next thing to speaking it is to write it, because you're forced into, if you're writing and you want to write something halfway interesting, then you're forced to start using tenses. So I was doing this yesterday, I will be doing this tomorrow. And of course, once you start writing that, then yeah, Collins is getting very well worn at the moment, where I'm plowing through, well, how do I do this? How do I do that? How do I say this? How do I say that? So it's forcing the boundaries, if you like, which I hadn't had before I started to write. So it's really good. And also, again, it's a community. You're writing to people. People are reading what you say. Some people, well, at least you're reading it anyway. So I'm sure other people, I do read the other posts. I do read through them, see what people have written, first of all, and then, you know, well, actually, I don't know what that means. So and look it up. So it was a big advance, I have to say. When I was invited to join Pobl, it was a big plus.
Well, it sounds to me like you've really captured the essence of what I want from Pobl and what I want people to do on Pobl. You're reading other people's posts. You're putting effort into your own writing. You're asking questions. You're getting involved in the live calls. I couldn't ask for a better member to have on there. So, and it's really well, you know, you can see if you're not commenting and no one else is commenting, then there is no community. So, you know, you need your members to be enthusiastic. And of course, not everyone can get on there every day. I'm not saying that. And everyone's at different levels, that I don't expect everyone to write a paragraph and five paragraphs. You know, there is no minimum or maximum that you can do. But, you know, as long as you feel the effort from your fellow members, I think it also eggs you on, or you not you, or eggs one on to man in German. It eggs one on to, you know, keep going and maybe try and write a little bit more, or read someone else's post that you might know that has a little bit of better Irish than you, and you might take some of their vocabulary. So it seems to me like you're doing everything perfectly, Quivine. I can't give you any tips on how to use Pobl better. You seem to have really gelled well in the last couple of months.
Well, as I said, it was a big plus, or it is a big plus. I did have a go at the daily questions. I was a little bit wary there, because people are a lot more advanced in the daily questions. And there was one question about the eclipse, I think. Was it the eclipse or the... I can't remember.
Yeah.
And I looked at that like, I don't know, this is beyond me. So I did post in one of them, but I thought I'd better leave the more advanced people to their conversation.
Yeah, well, it's up to you. And I suppose what I do is I don't set those daily challenges, that I don't have a certain level in my head. It really depends on the week and what I do find to put up, or what I think of to put up. So it very much varies. So I'd say to keep your eye on it always, just in case you do spot something that you feel confident in doing. But I'm aware that even those who do partake in the daily challenges, the levels vary as well, and you know, you'll see some people commenting on some and others not on others, so that's completely normal. I just try and keep the mix well for all, to cater for everyone that's on Pobl. But so far, I'm glad you're enjoying it, Quivine, and I'm again really thankful that you were one of our testers, because you were one of the ones that got involved and showed us what Pobl can be with more members. And that was what Owen, the founder of Bite Size, of course, what he wanted at the start. He suggested this months ago, and that he felt that it was his duty to provide a community for people online and a space for learners and grow it, make it bigger, to, I suppose, give opportunities to everyone, but also give opportunities to the members that were already in there to meet new people and have more interactions and, you know, find your uncommon commonalities, as we say as well. And there's more and more people coming from the German speaking world on there. So I'm always happy to see that, because there's many links between Irish and German also, as you might have seen already. So for anyone that is interested in signing up or getting more information, you can find out more on bitesize.irish/memberships. We're talking in this case about the Explore membership, but we also have a Foundations membership if you're just thinking about dipping your toe in, and also a Grow membership if you would like to benefit from more live calls. So everyone can now in Explore and Grow get onto Pubble, our community. But the live calls are the big thing for Grow. So if you want to multiply your chances of, you know, speaking it, Grow might be for you. But as Kevin said, there's lots to do as an Explore member on Pubble so far, as well as all that we have on Ashter, our self-learning platform. So Quivín, I'm going to call it there, as we are just at almost at the 30 minute mark. We had a lovely chat. Míle buíochas, gurb míle míle maith agat. Thank you so much for being with me. And if anyone has any questions, comments, you know, you can leave them below this video or on the blog post that will be attached to this video also. So, gur míle maith agat agus slán go fóill.
Slán go fóill.
Well, that was very interesting. It's fascinating to hear about the interest Kevin had when he was young, getting his cousins to send him the old textbooks. Of course, they didn't have the modern resources that we do now. And I really empathise with some of the things he said about things like the bio community. You know, you're not alone. That's the whole point of community, isn't it? And that's the point of a language, to communicate. And also when he says he walks away feeling energised and enthused after a session like that. We all have some of the frustrations in learning a language because it isn't easy. But there's great satisfaction to be got from making a little progress, from taking another step on that journey down the road. So don't forget, if you would like to make that journey yourself, you can avail of all the same resources that Kevin was talking about. Just become a member over at bitesize.irish/memberships. And don't forget to use the code podcast to get a 10% discount. When you've chosen the best deal for yourself, Kevin's Explore, but we also have other levels of membership and you can pay monthly or annually. So do all that, get access to the Bitesize Irish resources, including online community and live sessions, and you'll feel some of those same feelings of excitement and enthusiasm when you're going on your Irish learning journey. That's all for this week. Slán leat.